If approved by senators, Pete Hegseth would head the biggest military in the world. That is despite facing allegations of sexual assault, excessive drinking and financial mismanagement, all of which he's denied. He's faced criticism for past comments about not allowing women or openly gay people to serve in combat. He's defended soldiers convicted of war crimes, and even his own mother accused him of abusing women, though she's since walked back those claims. He also has no previous leadership or government experience. One Democratic Party senator, Tammy Duckworth, a retired US Army National Guard Lieutenant Colonel, called him wholly unprepared for the job, and the hearing was marred by early protests from inside the room. But Pete Hegseth is pitching himself as an outsider, an agent of change who, quote, loves his country. And he still has the support of Donald Trump, whose other cabinet selections will appear for their own confirmation hearings in coming days. Benji Hire, Washington.